This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says Turkey's leader told him a ceasefire agreed to on Thursday is standing amid reports of fighting between Turkish and Syrian Kurdish forces. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
There was some sniper fire this morning. There was mortar fire.
But the president says Turkey told him it was eliminated quickly. And in his words, the ceasefire or pause or whatever you want to call it is holding. At the Pentagon, Defense Chief Mark Esper says American troops continue pulling out of northern Syria.
No U.S. ground forces will participate in the enforcement of the safe zone.
Meantime, the president says some European nations are now willing to take Islamic State prisoners from Syria, though he gave no details. He also raised some eyebrows with this statement.
We've taken control of the oil in the Middle East.
That seems disconnected to any known developments in the region, and officials here did not immediately explain just what the president meant. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Dozens of people were killed Friday by multiple blasts from explosives placed inside a mosque in Nangarhar province in Afghanistan. Reuters correspondent Mia Warmersley reports.
Scores of people have been killed and over 100 wounded in a bombing of a mosque in Afghanistan. Multiple explosions were reported to have hit the house of worship, according to the local authorities in Nangarhar province. This eyewitness at a hospital says it happened just as everyone gathered for Friday prayers. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the attack. Both Islamic State and the Taliban are active in the area. Taliban territory is at its highest point since the U.S. invasion toppled their government almost 2 decades ago.
That's Mia Warmersley of Reuters. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA.